Foreign diplomats praised Angola in its mandate as the head of the African Union. They commend Angola for its efforts in representing the continent in different multilateral meetings on the continent and abroad. They believe that Angola leadership helped the visibility of the continent with the holding of U.S. Africa and Europe Africa Summit. The Japanese ambassador to Angola, Hiroaki Sano, highlighted the role and efforts of Angola's Spritenpool leadership at the African Union.
I think that, you know, the Angolan government during the, you know, mandate of, you know, President of African Union, Angolan diplomacy is very active, I believe. Especially, everyone knows that, you know, President Mr. Lorenzo and Angolan, you know, government also helped a lot reconciliation between the problem in, you know, Congo and Rwanda. And also, Angolan diplomacy in Africa is very strong now. And also, not only in within Angola, within Africa, Angola also, you know, invited Africa. AU-EU summit here, and also some, you know, some Africa-US business forum something, and as I already said, you know, Angola was your co-chairman of your TICAD in Japan, so that's why Angola's diplomacy as a, you know, president of African Union is very active, and I believe that, you know, made a very good result in reconciliation and in African continent total on the good relation with some other regions.
In his turn, Zimbabwean ambassador to Angola, Thando Mazimuzi, said that with Angola's leadership, the African Union came up with interesting initiatives meant to help Africa's economic development as well as a prosperous continent. Thando Mazimuzi stressed that the Republic of Zimbabwe applauds President João Lourenço's achievements.
May it that under his leadership, the African Union has come up with various initiatives, all of which were aimed at fostering regional integration, peace and security. This has resulted in relative success in the continent's wish to in strengthening its collective voice in the global stage, cry which the African continent has placed in the international arena. The president's pragmatic approach to world affairs, that is a skilled he has honed over time as a mediator. He has helped promote dialogue and cooperation among member states, thereby contributing to more effective conflict resolution and collaborative efforts towards economic growth. That is endless calls on good governance, for example, including the elimination of corruption and the need for social justice and social development. He has indeed added momentum on the continent's journey towards the creation of a prosperous and stable African continent. May I say in summary that President Lorenzo's tenure has been characterized by proactive leadership and what I call a genuine commitment to the establishment of peace and prosperity in the continent, and indeed in advancing the continent's interests. And the Republic of Zimbabwe applauds him in this regard. And we take this opportunity to wish the president good health as he works and collaborates with other continental leaders towards a successful and vibrant continent of Africa.
That was Zimbabwean Ambassador to Angola, Thando Mazimuzi.